Good afternoon. I'd like to call the animal control hearings for the City of Palm Coast to order on October 4th, 2016 at 1:02 p.m. Welcome to the City of Palm Coast Animal Control Hearings. My name is Nicole Turcotte, and I'll be the hearing officer for these proceedings. I'd like to briefly outline the format of how this is going to go today. This is a public hearing. These hearings are quasi-judicial in nature. The formal rules of evidence don't apply, but fundamental due process shall be observed and govern these proceedings. All testimony shall be under oath and recorded. There is no public comment portion of these proceedings. The hearings will be called in the order of the sign-in sheet, and then as otherwise announced. When your case is called, please come to the podium and identify yourself. The city will speak first, presenting relevant information, and then you will have an opportunity to speak and present information as well. Following an assessment of the evidence and testimony, I will enter a decision regarding the matter, and then your case is concluded and you may leave. An order will be sent to you in the mail. At this time, I'd ask that anyone who is here that is going to provide testimony, please stand and raise your right hand to be sworn in. That's all of you. Do you hereby swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Thank you very much. Okay, we'll get started. The first item to be addressed is a Pledge of Allegiance. You all could stand. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. The next matter is to approve the minutes from the last animal control hearings. The minutes are approved as drafted. I reviewed those. When city staff is ready, will you please introduce yourselves?
Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast. Case number 2016-080559, agenda item 51.
Okay, this is for Michael and Joan Bender. Come on up, sir. Hello. Can you identify yourself and just confirm your address?
My name is Michael J. Bender.
Okay, thank you. As I mentioned, the city will present their evidence first, and then you'll have an opportunity to respond. May I proceed?
I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with supporting documents. Koa, a male dog, whose license tag did expire May 8th of 2016. They have submitted. The new expiration date is now May 8th of 2017. Rabies is current. Our first notice was mailed March 2nd of 2016. Second notice was mailed June 14th of 2016. Citation was issued August 8th of 2016. They submitted August 23rd of 2016. The previous years, we waived citations 2013, 2014, and 2015. The city recommends that the citations stand. $75 first offense.
Okay, thank you. What would you like to say today, sir?
Yes, we put things off. We can't forget about it. We'll get tomorrow. We'll get notice, got a certified notice in the mail, but you'll pick it up from the post office. They couldn't find it. So, once again, we forgot about it, put it off. So, and then life gets in the way.
I hear you. I hear that all the time. and just to confirm, you own a male dog named Koa?
Correct.
Okay. I am going to find that city staff met all notice requirements for these proceedings today and that the owner, Mr. Bender?
Bender.
Bender. Owned and still owns COA at 16 Zinc Place. I'm going to find that there was a violation since you have already complied by submitting. I'm just going to order that you pay the $75 fine and you will have, is it 30 days from the date of the order, Judy?
30 days from receipt of the invoice.
30 days from the invoice. So you'll get an invoice in the mail. You'll have 30 days to pay that fine from that date.
Okay,
thank you very much. Thanks for coming. Have a good day.
Thank you. You'll get the invoice in about a couple of weeks.
All right,
thank you. Okay, up next is agenda item 3, Heather Badger. This is case number 2016-061472. If there's any complainants or anybody else here on this case for 9 Ripcord Lane, you can come on up. Ma'am, can you tell me your name for the record and your and confirm your address? Okay. And who else do we have here that's going to be testifying in this case?
Sylvia and David Rosenthal.
Okay. And can you confirm your address as well?
10 Ripcord Lane.
Okay. All right. The city's going to go first, and then you'll have an opportunity to respond. City may proceed.
Good afternoon. My name is Eva Bovin with the City of Palm Coast Animal Control Division. We're here today on an ongoing problem with dogs running loose from 9 Ripcord Lane. A little bit of history. This running at large starts back in 2010 when our first call was received out there for a cat that runs loose. A courtesy notice was posted and the owner had called to state that it was not her cat. Her cat did not leave the yard and it was a different cat. Then on January 28th of 2014, another notice was posted, again, explaining the leash law because we had another running at large complaint. At that time, we asked the owner to license the animals with the City of Palm Coast. And at that time, the owner did call and state that they had law enforcement issues there with the neighbors. We received another complaint of dogs running loose May 19th of 2014. A notice was mailed, again asking to license the dogs and reiterating the leash law. May 22nd, 2014, courtesy notice was posted again to remind the owner to please have the animal's license and current rabies information to our office. Owner had called and stated she'd get the license. July 1st, 2014, we received another running at large complaint. Again, the owner was advised of the leash law. July 8th, the owner had called to let us know that she was speaking with her lawyer about licensing the animals and that the animals did not have to be licensed. Then in February 22nd of 2015, the dogs were licensed and we had another running at large complaint. Then in April 30th of 2015, another running at large complaint. I started monitoring the area, patrolling up and down different times of the day, different days of the week, and no running at large violations were witnessed by myself. We started asking the complainants to please provide affidavits, footage, photos, since I could not catch the animals loose. Then security footage started coming in from 10 Ripcord. We received our first video of the animals running loose onto their property June 10th, 2015. A citation was then issued for $75 for running at large, first offense. Another running at large complaint came in, and a video security footage was supplied to us June 24th, 2016, and that's when I made a mandatory appearance with a $100 citation, second offense, running at large.
And that's the citation we're on here today?
Yes, ma'am. And we do have the footage.
Okay, I'd like to see that.
Looking at the September one? Is that the one we want, September?
I'm not sure. I don't have any information about the videos up here.
September 9th one?
Yeah.
I have video for June 21st, March 17th, and September 9th. September 9th? Sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
This is between two screens, and it just doesn't want to listen to me.
That's going to be the June. Breaking in the far right corner. He's out of camera at this moment.
This driveway that's right at the forefront of the video for 10 Ripcord Lane. Okay, hold on. We'll have a chance to speak in just a minute. How long is this video? It's kind of going out of shot on my screen here on the bottom.
It's almost over.
Oh, it's okay. Okay, I see some raking. And what was the date of this video? I'm sorry.
June 21st.
All right. Thank you. Okay, ma'am. What would you like to say?
First of all, I'd like to start out with this. It's been ongoing for a number of years. My name is across the street. Control is numerous things. So this is a personal attack that they continue to carry on with me, my children, and my family. As you clearly see, my dogs do not run at large. They're not running the streets chasing people so far. Unfortunately, I do have two teenager children. Sometimes let the dogs out in our yard, and they may go into the road, and unfortunately, they live right across the street. So that is their complaint, that my dogs are running at large all the time. That's not running at large. Should they not go on the road to the edge of the property? Absolutely not. But unfortunately, my children do allow that. But I'm not having dogs that run the streets at large, which is why you guys can never find my dogs running large. They actually had to install cameras just to be able to prove a case that my dogs run into the street and they're directly across the street.
Okay. Is that all you wanted to say?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. and Mrs. Rosenthal, would you like to come up here, please? What would you like to say?
Since we do live there, constant.
We don't have any dogs, we don't have animals.
We don't go in the yard, we don't go on it.
Okay, one at a time.
We don't leave ourselves on their grass.
We don't say bad words to them.
We don't use foul language. This is an ongoing thing. I'm talking about issues.
They're always in our yard kicking the ball.
Okay, well, I'm not here to talk about that. Right.
Okay, just the dogs.
And the dog, they go after her, even on that occasion, you have to use the brake to keep the ball away from her. And I do notice that the kids do let this dog loose, and they don't care, because they go in that house and leave the dog alone. And then eventually they come out to call the dog back in. They don't know for years and years. And it's time that
the code
is modeled, that's all. Follow the code. We all live there, we should all follow what we're supposed to do.
Okay. Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
No. I mean, we tried to cooperate with them, we had a problem with them cutting through our grass with their vehicles. I know that hasn't.
Again, I'm just here with the animals, yeah.
This is my point. As you can see, there's it's just an ongoing issue.
But if you would stay in your yard, and not come in our yard, do not like children.
All right, one at a time, please.
And do not like animals, and I have to live with this.
Okay.
So this isn't a personal attack.
Okay.
It's not.
I understand. Unfortunately, I see this all the time, as I'm sure you can imagine. And fortunately for me, I don't have to deal with that. So everyone has my sympathy, because it's not a good situation when neighbors don't get along. I would encourage you to try to work that out. But that's not what I'm here to do today. What I am here to do today is to find out whether there's been a violation of the code. And unfortunately, while I understand your position, I have a video of your dog that's not on a leash in the street in the neighbor's yard, and that simply is a violation of the code. So I am ready to make my ruling. I'm going to find that the city met the notice requirements for the proceedings here today, and that you're the owner of, and just to confirm, it was a Jack Russell dog, right? Is a male dog?
Correct.
And what's his name? What's the one that was in the video? Okay, so they're both similar? Okay. Okay. I'm going to find that you obviously own the animal and still own the animal at this time, and you're at 9 Ripcord Lane in Palm Coast. I am going to find that there was a violation of Section 8-30B for running at large. And because there is a... Let me get my little sheet here. There was a prior violation, so this is a second offense. I'm going to find that the $100 fine is reasonable for a second offense. And you will get an invoice in the mail for that, and you'll have 30 days from the date of the invoice to pay that. Do you have any questions? Okay. Take care. Thank you all for coming. You may leave as well if you'd like. Up next is agenda item 8, Dustin Hefsnicker. This is for 110 Belvedere Lane. Am I on the wrong one, Judy?
I'm sorry, agenda item 38.
Agenda item 38, my apologies to everyone. Agenda item 38, Kina Walter. This is 107A Julian Trail. For the record, this is case number 2016-070853. Hello. Kina. No, I'm sorry. My apologies. If you could just state your name for the record and confirm your address.
Kina Walter.
Okay. Thank you. And do you own a spayed dog, Lucy?
I own Lucy.
You do? Okay. Okay. The city will go first, and then you'll have an opportunity to respond. You can proceed. Thank you.
Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast. Agenda item 38, case number 2016-070853, City of Palm Coast versus Kina Walter, 107A Julian Trail. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with supporting documents. Lucy is a spayed dog whose license tag expired April 27th of 2015. The rabies we have on file expired September 20th of 2015. This is a second offense for failure to license and vaccinate an animal. The first notice was mailed February 2nd. Second notice was mailed May 2nd. The citation was posted on July 25th and mailed certified July 26th, which came back to us as unclaimed. Notice of hearing was posted September 13th and mailed certified September 14th. Past cases, citations in 2013, 2014 were waived. 2015, this case went to a hearing. A final order was issued for a $75 citation for first offense of failure to license and vaccinate Lucy. The city recommends the $100 citation stand and due 30 days within receipt of invoice.
Okay, thank you. What would you like to say?
That's not really an excuse because I got the notice on my garage. As far as what I can say after that, I don't know anything that's outside of the state. It's something to take care of, it's not support, it's just a seasonal. I think whatever fines are going to be, obviously, I'm not going to choose, but it'd be nice if they would deliver mail in our building.
Is that an issue with your mailman? Did you get it eventually and you just got it late, or you're just not getting it at all?
I don't get my mail. His son lives behind us and checks the mail daily, and I don't get it. But it's quite a personal issue, but there's really, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah. Just, you know, a suggestion. I'm sure you probably already thought of this, but you know, the tags usually expire either annually or every 3 years, so you just kind of tickle on your calendar to follow up with the city. That's just a suggestion. Again, I understand the financial aspect of it. Again, I mean, I do hear that, and I certainly sympathize with you. Unfortunately, it's my job to just figure out if there was a violation here. So I'm going to find that city staff met all notice requirements for the proceedings today, and that you, Kina Walter, owned and still own the spayed dog Lucy at 107A Yulian Trail in Palm Coast, that there was a violation of Section 8-51A for failure to license. You have not submitted yet, correct? We're still out of... Okay, so it looks like both the license and the rabies have expired. So I'm going to order you that you comply by submitting proof of the rabies vaccination and a license fee of $5 for Lucy. And... does the city have a position with regard to how much time we can give Ms. Walter to do that?
10 days, I would say.
Okay.
There is a low-cost shot clinic on the 15th, so...
Okay, that might be helpful.
So the following week. It's the third Saturday.
Right.
So... last week was the first. This weekend is the second, which is the eighth, and then the next weekend is the 15th. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and give you 20 days to comply instead of the 10. That way, you have enough time to do that. So, just to recap, I'm in order that you submit the proof of the rabies vaccination and pay the $5 licensing fee with the city within 20 days from today. If you do that, I won't impose any other fine. If it doesn't get done within 20 days, then I will uphold the $100 fine for the second offense, which I find to be reasonable. And then to the extent that happens, you'll have 30 days from the date of receiving that invoice to pay that. Okay. All right. Take care. I wish you the best of luck. Thank you. Okay, agenda item 17, Matthew Carlson. This is case number 2016-080518. Hello.
Hello.
Can you tell me your name and confirm your address, please?
Matt Carlson, 4911.
The city will proceed first, and then you'll have an opportunity to respond. You can proceed whenever you're ready.
Okay. There's actually three cases. For this address, if you would like to hear them all at once.
Is it the same thing for three different animals?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm just going to, for the record, I'll say It looks like all the deeds are pretty similar. This will be agenda item 17, as previously noted. Also, agenda item 18, case number 2016-080519, and agenda item 19, 2016-080520. You can kind of do them all together if you'd like.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Speed things up a little bit.
Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast versus Matthew B. Carlson at 39 Fall Lane for Diamond, a spayed dog, Validus, a neutered dog, and Fidelity, a spayed dog. All three dogs' license tags expired May 16th of 2016. All three rabies are expired. First notices were mailed out March 2nd. Second notices were mailed out June 14th. The citation was posted August 13th and mailed certified August 15th. I did receive a phone call from Mr. Carlson on the 25th of August stating that he would submit after his appointment tomorrow. We have not received anything from then. The notice of hearing was posted September 10th and mailed certified September 12th and was signed for, but the signature was unintelligible. Previously, citation 2014 was waived, and we went to the hearing in 2013, but he submitted according to the parameters that were placed from the final order. So this would be a first offense for all three dogs. The city recommends $75 citations stand, current rabies certificates, and the $5 per animal be submitted.
Okay, thank you.
For all three.
Sir, can you confirm that you still own these three dogs?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, what would you like to say today?
I got a first notice in March, and I was like, all right, I'm going to pay it later. And I'm on my travel team for work. And in May, I was deployed to Baltimore, and I was there for 3 months. So I didn't get back until the end of July. I know I owe the money. I'll pay it. Responsible.
Okay, I appreciate you saying that. Okay. Judy, can you just confirm, I just want to make sure that I have this information. The rabies expiration for the dogs are different, right?
They're the same for agenda item 18 and 19. Those are April 16th of 2016, they expired.
Both of them? Okay.
Correct. Agenda item 17 was June 13th of 2016.
Okay. My notes here say that for Fidelity, the rabies expired on the 2nd. But, I mean, I just want to make sure I have that right.
Fidelity was April 2nd.
April 2nd.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And then Validus was April 16th. I just want to make sure
yes.
It's right for the order.
Yep.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Thank you. Okay. So for all three of these, I'm going to make one order so that you can... get out of here and not waste any more time. City staff met all notice requirements for these proceedings. Obviously, you're here, so you knew about the hearing. I'm going to find that Matthew Carlson owned and still owned the three dogs at 39 Fawn Lane, that there was violation of Section 8-51A for failure to license. I'm going to order that you provide proof of rabies vaccinations for each dog and a $5 licensing fee for each dog. And... and I'm going to find that the $75 fine is reasonable as a first offense, even though technically it's not a first offense, but the city's being generous there. So you'll have 30 days to pay that from the date the invoice is received. Did you have any...
I have all their current investigations with me.
Yeah, you can see city staff. They'll be able to help you while you're here. Yeah. I'm not sure if it'll be posted yet. That's probably a question for city staff. I'm sorry, I don't know the answer to that. Did you have any other questions for me? Okay, thank you for coming. Have a good day. Thank you. Okay, I'm not sure who else we have here.
the new Wisteria. I'll give you that back. Thank you.
The agenda item.
Oh, thank you very much. Okay, agenda items 46 and 47, Annette Kuko? I have a hard last name, so I take pride in trying to figure out all the other hard ones. Sometimes I still get it wrong, though. Okay, so looks like this is for two different dogs. So this is going to be agenda items 46, which is case number 2016-070892, and agenda item 47, which is case number 2016-070894. Can you confirm your name and address for the record, please? Okay, thank you very much. And do you own neutered dog Hunter and neutered dog Buster? Okay, thank you. The city will go first, and then you'll have an opportunity to respond.
Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast versus Annette Kuko, 3 White Fox Place. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with supporting documents. Hunter, a neutered dog, and Buster, a neutered dog, whose license tags expired April 24th and April 18th. Both the rabies expired July 12th of 2015. The first notices were mailed out February 2nd. Second notices were mailed out May 2nd. Citations were issued, posted July 28th. We did get a phone call on July 28th saying that they would submit, which they have not to date. Okay, the notice of hearing was posted September 12th and mailed certified September 13th. Citations were previously issued in 2014 and 2015, and they were all waived. This is the third citation issued for the same thing. The city recommends a $75 first offense be imposed, and current rabies and the $5 license tag fee.
Okay, thank you. What would you like to say today? Okay. Okay. So I'm going to find the city staff mental notes requirements to these proceedings, and that you, Annette Kuko, owned and still own Hunter and Buster at 3 White Fox Place, that there was a violation of Section 8-51A for failure to license. I'm going to order that you comply by submitting proof of rabies and paying license fees. Obviously, you're going to take care of that today. I'm also going to find that the $75 fine is reasonable for a first offense. And you'll have 30 days from the date of that invoice to pay that. And that's for each dog. Yes. And the licensing fee for each of the dogs is $5. Okay. Do you have any questions for me? Okay. Thank you. Have a good day. Okay. Agenda item 42, Shannon Edwards. This is agenda item 42, case number 2016-080546. Can you confirm your name and address for the record, please?
Shannon Edwards.
Violation was 420 over the
Landon Drive?
Landon. Oh. How do you spell that?
L-A-N-G-D-O-N.
Okay. Okay. And it's a female dog named Sasha?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, the city's going to go first, and then you'll have an opportunity to respond. Judy, you may proceed when you're ready.
Okay. City of Palm Coast versus Shannon Edwards, 24 Wedge or 76 Langdon Drive. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with supporting documents. Sasha, a female dog whose license tag expired May 22nd, they did submit, so the new license tag expires May 22nd, 2017.
The rabies is current until May 10th of 2017. The first notice was mailed on March 2nd. The second notice was mailed June 14th. The citation was issued August 8th. It was posted on August 15th and mailed certified August 16th. It was signed for, the signature was unintelligible, but then they did submit on August 19th, which is when Ms. Edwards did inform us about the new address. The notice of hearing was posted at 24 Wedge Lane, because that's where everything originated at, and it was mailed regular and certified to both 24 Wedge Lane and 76 Langdon Drive, and it was signed for at 76 Langdon Drive. We went to hearing last year, and the final order had given time to submit, which he did on that day. So the $75 citation was waived. The city recommends that the $75 citation stand and be due 30 days within receipt of an invoice.
Okay, thank you. What would you like to say today, Ms. Edwards? That's all right. We're all human. I understand. Don't beat yourself up. But I'm sure the city appreciates your apologies. I'm sorry to hear about your dog. I hope she's going to be okay. As you probably heard, if you've been sitting out, you know that it's my job just to simply determine whether or not there was a violation. So, I certainly sympathize with you in this case. And I appreciate that. And, as I pointed out to somebody else earlier, a good way, if you're having issues with, somebody else is picking up your mail or getting stuff for you, this did happen in the past, so there's, you know, the licenses come due every year, and the vaccinations, they have an expiration date, so you can, you know, make a little note on your calendar in the future so that you know it's coming up, and rather than waiting for them to send you a letter that says, oh, you're already late, you know what I mean? So as I mentioned, it's my job just to determine whether there was violation. Unfortunately, I have to find there was a violation. So I'm going to just, for the record, state that city staff met all notice requirements and that Shannon Edwards owned and still owns Sasha, the female dog, at 76 Langdon Drive. And that there was a violation of Section 8-51A for failure to license the animal. I'm going to find that the $75 fine is reasonable, particularly in light of the city waiving it in the past. But you will have 30 days from the date you received the invoice in the mail, so hopefully that's enough time for you to pay that. And you've already complied, so I don't need to order you on that. Okay, so do you have any questions for me? Okay, thank you for coming. Take care. We've got one more. Ma'am, what's your name?
Claire.
Agenda item 52.
Thank you. Agenda item 52, case number 2016-070895. Can you state your name and address for the record?
It's Claire.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Judy, you may proceed.
Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast versus Clara Primulis, 8 Zoffinger Place. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with supporting documents. Angelo, a neutered dog whose license tag did expire April 26th of 2016. They have submitted, so the new expiration date is April 26th of 2017. The rabies will expire October 8th of 2016. The first notice was mailed February 2nd. The second notice was mailed May 2nd. Citation was issued July 14th, posted on July 29th, and mailed July 29th. It was signed for by Rick Alvarez. Notice of hearing was posted on September 12th and mailed certified September 13th. They submitted on September 16th. Previous years, citations were waived in 2013 and 2014, and in 2015, she was told that next year the citation would not be waived, and she would have to go to a hearing if it did get to that point again. The city recommends that the $75 citation stand due 30 days within receipt of the invoice.
What would you like to say today? Quietly, so we don't wake her up.
I don't really have much to say, other than it's just I have a very healthy, loving, friendly dog, and I don't ever really put importance on the dog. I shouldn't say that, but you know, I just keep putting it off, and whenever people go on, I just time goes by, I forget, I get the notice, and I say, well, happy again, that's all I gotta say.
Okay, and I'm like, I mean, I'll make the same suggestion that I've already made 100 times. You probably already heard. You know, they usually come, the license will come to you consistently. One thing I want to bring to your attention is that your rabies certificate is going to expire in 4 days. So stay on top of that so I don't have to see you again. Not that I don't want to see you, but, you know. Okay, so I'm going to find the city staff met the notice requirements for these proceedings and that Clara Primaze, thank you, owned and still owns neutered dog Angelo at 8 Zoffinger Place. There was a violation of Section 8-51A for failure to license. You submitted, so I'm just going to find that the $75 fine is reasonable, and you'll have 30 days from the date you receive the invoice to pay that. Do you have any questions for me? Okay, thank you for coming. Have a good day.
Thank you for coming. Did you hear me that there's going to be a low shot clinic at the Humane Society?
Yes. I have his vet, so
Yeah,
so I'll take him there. Thank you so much.
You're
sorry
welcome.
Okay. For the record, there are no other persons present for the remaining items on the agenda. So if you want to just go in order, Judy, or if you have a preference.
Yeah, we can go in order.
Okay.
Thank you for coming. It was a tough one.
Thank you, officer.
Have a great day.
You too.
You too.
All right. Agenda item 8, case number 2016-070732, Dustin Hefsnicker is not present.
Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast versus Dustin Hefsnicker, 110 Belvedere Lane. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with supporting documents. Ginger, a spayed cat, whose license tag expired April 6th of 2016. They have submitted, so the new expiration date is April 6th of 2017. They also submitted current rabies, which do expire in 2017. The first notice was mailed February 2nd. The second notice mailed May 2nd. A citation was posted on July 19th and mailed certified July 20th. They did come in and submitted on July 26th. The hearing was posted September 10th and mailed certified on September 12th. Previous years' citations were waived in 2012, 2014, and 2015. I did speak to Mr. Hefsnicker yesterday and explained everything to him again. He has a hard time understanding the rabies expiration and the license expiration. So I think I cleared that up for him this year. The city recommends a $75 citation stand due 30 days within receipt of invoice.
Okay, thank you. For the record, again, Mr. Hefsnicker is not present, neither is anyone on his behalf. I'm going to find that city staff met all notice requirements for the proceedings and that the owner, Mr. Hefsnicker, owned and still owns spayed cat Ginger at 110 Belvedere Lane. I'm going to find a violation of Section 8-51A for failure to license. I'm going to find that a $75 fine is reasonable as a first offense, and Mr. Hefsnicker will have 30 days from date of receipt of invoice to pay that. That is the final action with regard to that matter. Next up is agenda item 15, case number 2016-080516, Amy Flager. Not present.
Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast versus 68 Fallen Oak Lane. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with supporting documents. Marley, a neutered dog whose license tag expired May 9th of 2015. The rabies certificate we have on file expired September 28th of 2015. This is a third offense for failure to license and vaccinate the animal. The first notice was mailed March 2nd. The second notice was mailed June 14th. Citation was posted August 13th and mailed certified August 15th, which came back as unclaimed. The hearing was posted September 10th and mailed certified September 12th. The first offense went to hearing in 2013, and the second offense went to hearing in 2015. We have not received anything. City recommends $5 and a current rabies certificate, and that the $200 third offense citation stand due 30 days within receipt of invoice.
I note on this one that all the prior hearings she never attended.
Correct.
And it looks like this same expiration would have been relevant for last year's hearing. So have we had any contact with her in terms of, is she still in town? Does she still own the dog? Have we heard from her?
She's still on the water bill. There's still usage.
Okay. All right, I'm going to find the city staff met all notice requirements, and the owner, Amy Flager, owned and still owns the neutered dog Marley at 68 Fallen Oak Lane, Palm Coast. I'm going to find there was a violation of Section 8-51A for failure license. I'm going to order that Ms. Flager comply by submitting proof of rabies vaccination, $5 licensing fee for Marley. I'm also going to find that the $200 fine is reasonable for third offense. Ms. Flager will have, I will impose that fine, and she will have 30 days from the date of invoice to pay that fine. And that's the final action with regard to that matter. Up next is agenda item 22, case number 2016-070742. Evelyn Fennell, who is not present, nor is anyone on her behalf.
Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast versus Evelyn Fennell, 22 Fernwood Lane. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with supporting documents. Bandit, a neutered dog whose license tag expired April 6th. The rabies expired January 31st. The first notice was mailed February 2nd. The second notice was mailed May 2nd. The citation was posted July 19th and mailed certified July 20th. It was signed for by Evelyn Fennell. The hearing was posted September 10th and mailed certified September 12th. The city recommends that a current rabies certificate and $5 within 20 days. If not, then the $75 citation stand, in addition to the $5 in current rabies certificate due.
Okay, I'm going to find that city staff met all notice requirements and the owner, Evelyn Fennell, owned and still owns the neutered dog Bandit at 22 Fernwood Lane. I'm going to find a violation of Section 8-51A for failure to license. I'm going to order that Ms. Fennell comply by submitting proof of rabies vaccination and paying a $5 licensing fee for Bandit. I'm also going to find that the $75 fine for a first offense is reasonable. I'm going to impose that fine, and Ms. Fennell will have 30 days from the date of invoice to pay that. And that's the final action with regard to this matter. Next up is agenda item 26, case number 2016-080-064, Christian Morin, who is not present, nor is anyone on his or her behalf.
Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast versus Christian Morin, 15 Peyton Place. I'm entering in evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with supporting documents. Chico, a neutered dog whose license tag expired May 2nd of 2016. The rabies expired May 2nd of 2016. First notice was mailed on March 2nd. The second notice was mailed on June 14th. Citation was posted August 15th and mailed certified on August 16th. There was one other animal citation along with this, but they called and said that they no longer own that animal, so they were in receipt of these. They did sign for the citation, but the signature was unintelligible. The notice of hearing was posted on September 12th and mailed certified on September 13th. The city recommends $5 license fee and current rabies certificate within 20 days. If not, then the $75 citation stand.
Okay. I'm going to find the city staff met all notice requirements of these proceedings and that the owner, Christian Morin, owned and still owns Chico, the neuter dog, at 15 Peyton Place. I'm going to find a violation of Section 8-51A for failure to license. I will order Christian Morin to comply by submitting proof of rabies vaccination and $5 licensing fee for Chico within 20 days. If that is done, no further fine will be imposed. If not, a fine of $75 will be imposed with 30 days to be paid within 30 days of the date of the invoice, and the owner will still be further ordered to come into compliance. I'm going to find that $75 is a reasonable fine for a first offense, should it be imposed. And that's the final action with regard to this matter. Next up is agenda item 36, case number 2016-070885, John T. Curry, who is not present, nor is anyone on his behalf.
Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast versus John T. Curry at 10 Rycast Place. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with supporting documents. Molly, a spayed cat whose license tag expired April 23rd. The rabies expired that we have on file expired September 24th, 2015. The first notice was mailed February 2nd. Second notice was mailed May 2nd. Citation was posted July 28th and mailed certified July 29th. The hearing was posted September 12th and mailed certified September 13th, and it was signed for by Curry. Previous years' citations were waived in 2014 and 2015. The city recommends a $5 license tag fee and a current rabies certificate, and that the $75 citation stand.
Okay. I'm going to fine the city staff met all notice requirements and that John T. Curry owned and still owns the spayed cat Molly at 10 Rycast Place. I'm going to find a violation of Section 8-51A for failure to license and order that Mr. Curry comply by submitting proof of rabies vaccination and the $5 licensing fee for Molly. I'm also going to find that the $75 fine is reasonable for a first offense, and I'm going to impose that fine, and Mr. Curry will have 30 days from the date of the invoice to pay that. And that will be the final action with regard to this matter. Okay, agenda item 37, case number 2016-070886. Joseph and Angie Buchanan are not present, nor is anyone on their behalf.
Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast versus Joseph and Angie Buchanan, 24 Rimson Lane. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with supporting documents. Lily, a spayed dog whose license tag expired April 9th of 2016. The rabies expired July 19th of 2016. The first notice was mailed February 2nd. The second notice was mailed May 2nd. The citation was posted July 28th and mailed certified July 29th, which came back unclaimed. The hearing was posted September 12th and mailed certified September 13th. Previous citations that were waived were in 2014 and 2015. The city recommends a $5 license tag fee and a current rabies certificate for Lily and the $75 citation stand.
I'm going to find that city staff met all notice requirements for these proceedings and that Joseph and Angie Buchanan own and still own Lily the spayed dog at 24 Rimson Lane. I'm going to find that there was a violation of Section 8-51A for failure to license and order that Mr. and Mrs. Buchanan comply by submitting proof of rabies vaccination and a $5 licensing fee for Lily. I'm also going to find that the $75 fine is reasonable for a first offense. I will impose that fine, and Mr. and Mrs. Buchanan will have 30 days from the date of invoice to pay that fine. That will be the final action with regard to this matter. Agenda item 41, case number 2016-070887. Kathy Violano, who is not present, nor is anyone on her behalf.
Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast versus Kathy Violano, 19 Weblow Place. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with supporting documents. Shadow, a neutered dog whose license tag expired April 2nd of 2016. The rabies we have on file expired September 29th of 2015. First notice was mailed February 2nd. The second notice mailed May 2nd. The citation was posted July 28th and mailed certified July 29th. It was signed for by Kathy Violano. The hearing was posted September 12th and mailed certified September 13th, which was signed for, but the signature was unintelligible. City recommends a current rabies certificate and the $5 license fee within 20 days. If not, then the $75 citation stands or be imposed. Sorry.
I'm going to find that city staff met all notice requirements for these proceedings and that Kathy Violano owned and still owns Shadow the neuter dog at 19 Webelo Place. I'm going to order that Ms. Violano submit proof of rabies vaccination and $5 licensing fee for Shadow within 20 days. If she does so, then no further fine will be imposed. However, if she fails to comply on time, the fine of $75, which I find to be reasonable for a first offense, will be imposed, and Ms. Violeta will have 30 days from date of invoice to pay that. And that will be the final action with regard to this matter. Next up is agenda item 49, case number 2016-080555, Rochelle Abel. She is not present, and nor is anyone on her behalf.
Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast versus Rochelle Abel, 24 Woodbourne Lane. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with supporting documents. Honey, a spayed cat whose license tag expired May 28th of 2014. The rabies expired January 30th of 2014. This is the third offense for failure to license and vaccinate an animal. The first notice was mailed on March 2nd. The second notice was mailed on June 14th. The citation was posted August 15th and mailed certified August 18th. It was signed for by Kathy Abel. The hearing was posted September 12th and mailed certified September 13th, and it was signed for by Wendy Abel. Previous cases that went to the hearing were in 2014 for the first offense and 2015 for the second offense. The city recommends that a current rabies certificate for Honey and the $5 license tag fee be submitted, and that the $200 citation for third offense to stand be imposed.
Okay, I'm going to find... Actually, I have a quick question. This is another one where we've got two prior hearings with no-shows, or I'm just curious whether there's been any contact with her.
There has not been any contact, but both of the certified mails were signed for by relatives.
I see that. Okay. Okay. I'm going to find the city staff met all notice requirements and that the owner, Rochelle Abel, owned and still owns Honey the Spayed Cat at 24 Woodbourne Lane. I'm going to find that there was a violation of Section 8-51A for failure to license, and I'm going to order Ms. Abel to provide proof of rabies vaccination and a $5 licensing fee for Honey. I'm also going to find that a $200 fine is reasonable for a third offense, and I will impose that fine and give Ms. Abel 30 days from the date of invoice to pay that. And that will be the final action with regard to this matter. Next up is agenda item 53 and 54. Agenda item 53, case number is 2016-070896. And agenda item 54, case number is 2016-070897. These are both involving Veronica Rocco, who is not present, and nor is anyone on her behalf.
Judy Flammer for the City of Palm Coast versus Veronica Rocco, 18 Zonal Court. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one, proving proper service along with supporting documents. Isis, a spayed dog, and Trinity, a spayed dog, whose license tags expired April 22nd. Isis's rabies expired September 24th, and Trinity's license rabies is current. This is a second offense for both animals. The first notice was mailed February 2nd. The second notices were mailed on May 2nd. The citations were posted on July 29th and mailed certified July 29th. They were signed for by Randy Hasher. The notice of hearing was posted September 12th and mailed certified September 13th, again signed for by Randy Hasher. The first offense went to hearing in 2015. And they submitted, but this is the second offense now. So the city recommends the $5 license tag fee and a current rabies certificate for Isis, and that the $100 second offense citations stand.
Okay. For both items, I'm going to find the city staff metal notice requirements and that the owner, Veronica Rocco, owned and still owns a spayed dog Trinity and spayed dog Isis at 18 Zonal Court. As it relates to, or for both items, I'm going to find there was a violation of Section 8-51A for failure to license. As it relates to the spayed dog Isis, I'm going to order that Ms. Rocco provide proof of rabies vaccination and $5 licensing fee. I'm also going to find that a $100 fine is reasonable for second offense. I'm going to impose that fine, and Ms. Rocco will have 30 days from the date of invoice to pay that. As it relates to spayed dog Trinity, I'm going to find that, or excuse me, I'm going to order Ms. Rocco to provide the $5 licensing fee. I'm also going to find again that the $100 fine is reasonable for a second offense. I'm going to impose that fine and order that Ms. Rocco pay that within 30 days of the date of invoice. And that is the final action with regard to items 53 and 54. And I do not believe we have any more cases. Is that right?
No, but did we approve the minutes?
We did.
We did, okay.
Yes, sorry. I did approve them. Okay, I see that I have no unfinished business, old business or new business to report. The next animal control license hearing is going to be December 6th at 1 p.m. And these hearings are now adjourned at 2:08.